Well, hello, everybody. I'm on the road, in the van. I'm J.R. Diggs, podcasting for the first time in 2017. Pretty excited about this. Kind of a spontaneous first podcast with no real plan. And I don't know what I'm doing other than parking the van in just a minute because I found a free place to park the van and then maybe just podcast from there this week. And I'm almost there, so just hang tight here and let me get parked. Free parking for the van. All right, so I am parking in my free spot here that I get to leave the van in for a while, hopefully quite a while, when I'm not on the road. But already my very first podcast and a new twist. I'm hopping out of the van right here, right now, just because I've been invited inside and set up a couple microphones, or been set up for me. They're going to help me podcast from something called the clock tower in the cotton factory. So, yeah, this is going to be, I don't know what this is going to be, but it's my very first podcast, 2017. Oh, yeah. Okay, so the van's parked, and I'm assuming the mics are hot, they say, as I climb to the top of the clock tower in the cotton factory here in the east end of Hamilton, Ontario. Look at that, you can see the entire city, all sides, east and west. I don't know which one looks the best, but a lot of steps to the top of this clock tower where I'm podcasting again. Yes, I'm podcasting again, everyone. Just let me catch my breath, though, for a second. And, okay. Wow, that's a little bit of a hike, walk up the many flights of stairs. And I am actually in a clock tower. It's a real tower. It's probably sounds echoing here, but I've got a couple microphones plugged in, and hopefully this is recording okay. And considering this is my first podcast, like I did, you know, the very first time I podcast in 2016, it was mostly just audio tests and things in the beginning, and that's what this is, I suppose, and kind of a spontaneous idea that I, you know, put on Facebook and tweeted out and on Instagram, Insta, I guess that's what the kids say, Insta, that I was going to do this. So here I am. I wanted to stay true to that tweet, and I don't really know why, what I'm going to do or why I'm doing this other than, this is kind of exciting because now something's happening already. We've barely been podcasting in 2017 and I'm already out of the van and in a clock tower. There was a bench press here that I just taped to microphones to. There's no real weights here, but maybe I could get some weights, get in shape. Getting in shape is something I'm going to have to do in 2017 because I've got some exciting news to be shared. It's the reason I'm podcasting is because I've got a couple things going on this year that I would like to share and talk about. And it's going to require me to be in shape, the one thing. So that's a little hint. You're going to find out more about that in the weeks to come. And the reason I'm podcasting is, yeah, just to talk about stuff that I'm doing. And I don't have a sponsor, so maybe I need to explain why I stopped podcasting. Do I need to explain that? I guess I do. People ask me or they contact me on social media over the last bunch of months, ask me why the podcast stopped. My philosophy was always in this industry, if you're not getting paid to play, then you should get off the bench and go eat ice cream and do other things with your life. And so that's essentially what I've been doing Wow, I have an inclination. I want to tell you that what I've been doing ever since the actual show went off the air. But that, I maybe beat that to death a little bit in one of the very first couple podcasts ever in 2016. But it's been an interesting couple years now. God, going on three, I bet. So I should look up the real date. Somebody should tweet me. When's the date that if you can tell me exactly the exact date that my television show went off the air, was pulled off the air, I will do something for you. I will shout out something to you. I will I will give you something. If you can let me know, if you put on social media when that date was, first one to do that, I'll give them something, whatever they want. You can come on the podcast. How's that? All right, whatever you want. But lots to talk about, lots to share with you folks if you're interested. People said that the previous podcast, the stuff I was doing in 2016, the best parts were the more real parts, where I was being sincere and real and honest. And so maybe I'll do more of that. Lots of good things are on the way in my life, and lots of bad things have happened to me in the last. Somebody's reminding me that right now. I don't know where it is. Oh, Britt is trying. There's people trying to find where I am because on my way up here, how do I get there? Yeah, I ran into some people walking up to the clock tower. They asked what I was doing here, what was going on, and I said, I'm podcasting. And now they're asking, I don't know where it is, so maybe just I'll call. Let me just call right here. Maybe just put her on speaker and tell her where it is, because I invited her to come and say hello. So a lot of cool people hit the cotton factory. Hundreds and hundreds of people with businesses and doing cool things.
Hey.
Hey, Britt.
Hi.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Rolling a joint.
You're what? What did you say?
I'm prepping your coaching.
Oh, yeah. Don't talk about that right now because I have you on speakerphone on a live microphone because I'm podcasting already.
Oh,
I guess you can talk about that. No, you can talk about that. Here, come and talk. Come and talk. This girl's got one of the best laughs ever. Where are you? Are you close by?
I'm at the Mule downstairs.
Oh, come upstairs and say hi to me on the podcast.
Okay, where are you?
In the clock tower.
I don't know what the clock tower is.
Ask somebody. They'll tell you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it'd be fun to talk to you because you can tell everybody who you are to me.
Okay.
Come in and say hi.
Okay, cool.
Okay, bye. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Bye.
Britt is just... a great person I've met recently, and I'll let her tell you who she is to me. And what was I talking about? Was I talking about bad things that were happening to me, good things that were happening to me? Oh, some really heart-wrenching things. I should get it. People seem to like it when I talk about it, and I certainly need to vent and deal with some shit. So maybe this podcast will actually turn into that, because guests are going to be a hard thing to get and find. It's been the bane of my existence in the entertainment industry for, you know, a decade and a half, hunting down guests, looking for guests, trying to book guests. It's impossible. It's exhausting, never rewarding. It's just, and people think it's easy because they think, you know, I always used to have a real show, or this is a real podcaster, and none of this is true. And so, which reminds me of one of the things I am doing this summer that I want to talk about, and the reason I'm podcasting, my first live show ever, called Two True Stories and a Music Act. And I'll be coming to a town near you. Truly, I will. And it's a live show. I've never done that before. It's getting booked and in lots of little towns, small towns, everywhere. I'm going to be just traveling around in the van for about a month and a half, I think it sounds like, if this thing works out well. But and some cool music acts. I have some buddies who play music, that some well-known and some just super talented that are less known. And it'll be a fun show. And there's water running down pipes now. here in the clock tower. So you might hear that. That's part of the ambiance here. Out of the van, the podcast is still technically, I guess, called In the Van. And it will be because I'll be traveling around and still trying to interview guests and track down guests. But it might just be a little bit of this for a while, if you're interested, because I have lots of things that have happened to me in the last couple of years that I suppose are worth talking about. Not fun stuff, not great stuff. Some good stuff. Most of the good stuff is ahead of me. So I can't wait to talk a lot about that. But people seem to like to hear about all the shitty stuff that's happened to me in the last few years. And they want to hear more about that. People do like Misery Likes Company or something like that. People seem to appreciate those stories more than any others. But you got to be careful because it always involves other people. And, you know, like horrifying things don't always happen to you. Troubling things don't always happen just when you're just hanging out, you know, by yourself, living, doing things on your own. It's always involved with other people. And so I don't know. I got to be sensitive to that, too. We'll see what happens. But here I am in the clock tower of the cotton factory. Oh, what? One sec here. Somebody's walking up the stairs. Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Nice to meet you. Come on. I'm recording now. There he is there. Speak of the devil. Not that you're the devil, Rob Seidler. No, but it's a funny expression, right? Speak of the devil. And your name is?
Colin.
We don't have three mics. No. Actually, here, can you speak? Say hi, Rob.
Hi.
And Colin, you want to, we don't really have a chair for you, but do you mind just standing?
You can sit down on the workout.
But I'm worried that if you sit on the, we have, I explained to everybody earlier, I've taped a couple of the microphones to whose bench would this be? The workout bench. It's
your workout bench.
Is it really?
Yeah, it really is.
It's a York 9000. Is that a good one? I don't know a lot about you, but you seem like you're in pretty good shape. Do you work out still?
I used to be in great shape.
I think you might need to speak even closer. Be echoey. There's lots of, you're looking good
you
shape.
You are up in the clock tower, eh?
So I know.
It's like there's always echoes. Do you know, actually, that we had Haunted Hamilton in.
Okay.
And they had their person who detects ghosts.
Yeah.
And apparently,
which is a bunch of hooey, right? I hope you don't believe this.
You seem like
the kind of guy calling who might believe this.
Yeah. But anyway, so they came up here and they announced that there's a ghost in this tower.
Oh,
there's
a
woman. And apparently she was having an affair with one of the shop foremen and fell down the stairs and died.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You didn't tell me about this when you said, why don't you go up and you can use this space, this cool space we have to start podcasting.
My theory was, I'm...
Yeah, you thought there would be this. Hey, hello, it's break time. I'm going to go have sex with the ghost.
Well, the best one is you're actually like a marketing feature, because what's going to happen is later someone says, well, there's a ghost up there, and I'm going to say, hey, JR was up there, and he wasn't killed, so you probably won't get killed.
His career died, but he wasn't literally killed. But this is fun. So Rob, introduce yourself and who you brought with you here. I'm not sure. Colin, right?
Yep.
Yeah. But you're the owner. The fancy word for a owner operator? What's a fancier word for that? When somebody owns a little shop or something, they are the
proprietor.
Proprietor. You're the proprietor, correct?
Yes.
I feel like you should sit down.
Which is better than being the madame.
Why don't you sit there?
Just being on a workout table.
Picture
it's a massage table. You've done that, yes. Exactly. See, you kind of, not to judge a book by its cover, but you do look like the kind of guy who's been in a massage parlor. What does Colin do here? What is, because you're not
Colin
on mic, Colin.
Takes care of the building. So he's responsible for everything that has to do with the building. So heating, cooling,
this place right here?
The lights, you name it.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. And this, and the workout, maybe we should keep the workbench here. Not the workbench, it's a workout bench. What is it called?
It's a bench press.
A bench press.
No.
No? What is it called?
What is this? Technical terms for workout machines.
People expect
Yes, they do. Well, I was noticing, JR, your lack of terminology for the gym.
Yeah, it's a gym. We could have a gym here.
Yeah. So what JR's gym. I like it.
Right? So wait a minute. You're like the guy in charge. You build stuff or you make stuff?
We attempt to.
You know who you remind me of? Can you slide in here just a little bit and say, just like, yeah, I know there's not a chair. Just say, go ahead, say something.
Yeah, no, we try to look after the building and we build.
Yeah, so now everyone is with me, everyone that's listening. You got to agree with me, folks. Isn't this Willie from The Simpsons? Do you watch The Simpsons, Rob?
Not.
Willie is the groundskeeper, and he has the same accent. Actually, he looks just like you, as a matter of fact. I thought that's why you would have hired him.
No, if you should be insulted.
Listen, JL.
No, it's a good thing.
I'm going to start taking up on this workout table. I'm going to build up some muscle.
You look in shape.
And then he'll throw you down the stairs, and you can be the ghost. And later, we go up here, we say, well, this is where JR's ghost comes from.
It looks like that could happen, too. You look and sound exactly like the guy from The Simpsons. You're not a groundskeeper, but you're essentially basically a groundskeeper. Yeah.
No.
He's the keeper of the keys.
The keeper of the keys. He is actually, he does keep the keys. So he is the keeper of the keys.
Mm-hmm. No, that guy on Simpsons, he does all the same stuff that you probably
Hagrid.
Do. Right. So this is great. Can you come on the podcast every week?
Oh, for sure.
If we end up here, this just happened because, I described already what happened. So, thank you very much for inviting me inside.
I thought I'd let you do it out in the rain, but then I realized the mic's night might not
I
like
know,
the rain
Colin,
so
what
much.
Happened was we were just... Rob was generous enough to give me a place to park the van while I wasn't using it or driving around because there's some cool space. I love the cotton factory in this end of town. And then somehow, did I talk my way into here? Or you just basically invited me in. You said, why don't you podcast for something different up in the clock tower?
I think he snuck in while I wasn't noticing. I was sort of like,
I don't remember any invitation.
Did you see him? I'm sure he came in.
I'm trying to make it sound like I was invited. Colin, I was invited.
He brought the bolt cutters and the padlock to the clock tower. And 2 seconds later, he changed the padlock and he was in. And we haven't been able to get him out for the last week.
You can see he's acknowledging now that I'm here and it's okay. He's laughing. Hear him laughing. He's having a good time. So you can
be used later in court.
Yeah.
Well, Your Honor, you can clearly see that he's laughing, which translates into, I'm totally okay
he
with
let
him
us come
here
and podcast, record. Oh, are you taking a call here? Let me take that. Colin, let me please take
no, that.
That. Just
would,
push it.
It's a text.
It's a text. Don't, texts don't ring like that, Colin. And you don't seem like the guy knows what a text is. He is going to be a lot of fun on the podcast. If we end up here week after week, this would be fun to just talk to Colin about. First of all, if we do end up here for real, like this was kind of just a, I think you meant it as a lark. You didn't think I'd really come here. But here I am.
But here you are. And you've changed the padlock, so I guess you're not going.
I've got microphones taped to this workbench, really. And that's what really we'll maybe describe. What is this? Where are we? Maybe more
okay,
technically
so you're
tell
in
us.
The tower
yes.
of the cotton factory, the old Imperial Cotton Company.
Right.
And this was built as a prestige item, right?
Right.
Because in the old days, nowadays it's all, your branding and which, actors you've hired to represent your company. In
right.
the old days, your
it's
factory.
It's like you hired me.
Exactly.
That's so sad and pathetic.
Exactly. And all I had to allow you to do was park a van.
That's what you had to pay.
It was so simple.
That's exactly where I'm at in my career.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, no, you can park the van for free. It's okay, Jeff. That's it. That's all that happened. I took it. I grabbed it.
I know. Now the trick is getting you out.
Yeah.
No,
good luck. Colin, he didn't mean that. He's just joking. See the laughter? I'm allowed to be here.
This was built in 1900, and this would have been a prestige item, right? To show that we are a big, successful company because we have a tower.
Because it's a real real tower.
It's a real tower.
The stairs are, how many flights of stairs were to get up here? How many are there? Have you counted?
Oh, yeah. You're a whole floor above, and there's another floor above this just to make it
But there
taller.
Are many stairs. Like, I'm not in that bad of shape. There's 64 flights of stairs or so to get up here. No, there's a lot, though.
I know it feels like that, but it's only actually
you're
four
like my
floors.
Ed McMahon, your laugh right there is like, you might have to stay here every week and do this, too. Get a whole posse up here.
Do I get a chair and I just get to sit beside you and laugh with a cup of coffee? Yeah, exactly. And then you and I can take up smoking and we'll be like the real Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon.
I would love that. I don't smoke anymore. I never really did smoke.
I never smoked, no.
You were a paratrooper.
Yes,
I know very little about you, but I want to have you back again and you probably have actual stories of really intense
things I won't say on this podcast.
Yeah, no, that's my gift. I have that's my skill to get you to say things you don't want to say.
That hypnosis works.
But
look at this swinging watch.
So you were a paratrooper, and you are the proprietor now of the gun factory. That's a pretty big leap.
That's a pretty big leap.
But and
ha
but
ha.
There's. I don't even know when I'm being funny.
1,250 feet to be exact.
See, this is actually fun. This is maybe more fun than it would have been in the van by myself.
As a friend of mine who is a pilot once said, you know, Rob, if you just sit down, they'll take you where you're going.
We bring him on the podcast,
yeah, exactly.
Too. So we'll get into this later. I want to have you guys back because I just wanted this to be a hello, how are you doing? Thank you for inviting me into the Cotton Factory.
Cool.
There's a lot of people here, right?
There's a lot of people here. Yeah.
Hundreds of...
There's about 300 people in the building and there's over 100 tenants.
I know. That's why I've heard about it and I'm just happy to have a free place to park. But I know some people...
And your band happened to bring down in the parking lot, so perfect, you're in.
No, it's running. If we parked there, it might not start again, but it's there now.
It came here under its own steam.
This is cool. We should maybe turn this into like a little podcast studio. We'll talk about this more.
Yeah.
I know you meant this kind of as a lark, and I took you up on it, but thanks for the invite, and let's... Can we make something of this place?
Yeah.
Because it'd be cool, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But I do like the idea...
Because you can see... the Iverwin or Tim Hortons field from here. You look out the window.
I know
you can
we can't because
right
we can't see from here. We're down a little low. That's such a high ceiling.
Yeah, but if you'd had stand-up mics, then we could have.
That's true. But then I like that they're taped to this workout bench.
I'm
going to start to do bench presses every week and see how much stronger I get.
Just make the noises. Here I am working out.
If Colin does it, it'll sound even better.
You have to be careful though, or it's going to sound really perverted.
That's why I want Colin to do it. Okay, so I don't want this to go on forever because this was just a little test of a microphone and I wanted to podcast and this just all happened. So come back again and tell me more about this whole place, what is happening in Hamilton and the East End here. Mm-hmm. That's where we are, right? This is the East End. And Colin and I will probably, it will be his podcast soon.
I am coming back with two policemen for the eviction.
I know, but
so
that's
when
always
I come
fun.
Back,
no, no,
we
that's
can,
always
prior
fun.
Prior to the eviction,
that's
we can.
That's always
we can,
fun. It's always long as we can capture it on one of these mics that's hopefully working. And I don't even know if it's working. I just got to plug them in.
And the problem is going to be, it'll be weird because if only one mic works, there'll be you asking these questions, silence on the other side, and then you laughing. And everybody's going, wow, JR's really lost it.
Oh, I think they thought that a long time ago. It's too late to back off of that. So, not to kick you out of your own clock tower, but
get the hell out.
Yeah, I don't know. This could go on forever and ever.
Don't go away, Matt. Just go away.
Yeah. But thank you, Rob. Let's do this again.
Sounds
and
good.
Colin, let's for sure do this again.
Sure.
But seriously, if we can fix this up, we can turn this into something because I don't always want to just be in the van. Like maybe we just end up here more often than not. Which
sounds
would be great.
Like a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Ciao.
Thanks, guys. I kicked him out of their own place. He owns the joint. That's how I roll, Rob.
That's how you roll.
Good to meet you, though. And Colin,
see ya.
We're going to have a lot of fun with you.
For sure.
And I bet your wife's a beautiful woman.
Thanks.
And so that was Rob Zeidler right there, who owns and is the proprietor of the Cotton Factory, where we ended up this week parking the van and now podcasting from, as described, the clock tower, 3,000 feet in the air. And now I'm back to just being by myself. And I just, again, this is just the first time podcasting in the new year, 2017. And maybe the Cotton Factory is like actually a first official sponsor because, yeah, I'm getting some free stuff here. I'm getting a free place to park the van and maybe a place to create a studio in a clock tower. So is that, I don't know if that constitutes as a sponsor or not, but if it does, hooray, Cotton Factory, for my being the first official sponsor of 2017, podcasting here in Hamilton in the East End. And what else did I want to talk about? I wanted to maybe just say hello to everybody. And, oh, look, come on in. Say hi. Look, it's Britt, everybody. She made it. Come on over and say hello on the microphone that's taped here. And Cassandra, you're a new, like, you guys are both involved in my life. Are you okay?
Yeah.
It's sorry. Here, there's no two chairs, but can you guys, here, let me, well, here, sit in this chair. Yeah. You guys smell so much like weed right now.
No, not
yet. You didn't?
Not all day.
No, but you smell like it.
Natural.
Is do you want to talk? Can I have a sip of that wine?
Yeah.
Oh, I could. So, this is going to be, thanks for coming to say hello.
Yeah.
I ran into both of you guys, just on the way up here and you said, what am I doing? And it doesn't look very glamorous, does it, right now? No, you have to talk into a microphone. That's actually on.
Hi, everyone.
Thanks for the wine.
You're welcome.
This beautiful girl is a new friend of mine. Is that how we say it?
Yes.
But say it into the microphone.
Yes.
And a super talent. You are one of the most talented women I know. And you make things out of wood.
Yes.
No, beautiful, incredible wood turning skills you have.
Thank you.
You turn good wood.
Thank you.
So you have to speak right into this clearly because it's not really set up well. As you can see, it's this. A bench press.
Yes.
There we have the microphone saved here. I parked the van and I podcast from the van, or I did in 2016. Careful, yeah, don't spill that wine. It tastes delicious. And so I just was going to park here. Rob, I don't know if you guys know. Do you guys know Rob Zeidler, the guy who?
Yeah.
Or the proprietor. He just left. He came up to say hi. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
But we were just going to park here. Are you looking at your phone? You got to go?
I do have to go.
When?
I'm sorry.
When? Like right away?
5 minutes ago. Like before I came up
here. Oh, come on.
My friend left me here to circle the block to wait for you.
No, but why? Where do you got to go? I'll take you where you need to go.
No, she needs to go with her friend.
Really? Why? Is this why? Tell us why.
Can I say it on?
Yeah, of course. I'm going
to
get into it.
I have to go buy weed.
You do? I knew you did because you gave me that look. And so do you want to tell people what your role in my life is? Why we know each other?
Everything.
No, don't say that. Don't say no. That's not true.
That's not true.
But what is your role in my life going to be? Keep turning wood, right, Cassandra? You do your incredible gifts. When you leave, we'll talk to Cassandra for a little bit about your about wood. But you're going to be, we've decided that you're going to have a role in my life.
I'm going to be
you're going to speak right into this.
I'm going to be your marijuana shaman.
Yeah.
Your spiritual guidance.
Yeah, sure. I'm not a weed guy, okay? I like the wine. I like the vino here. I'm a beer guy. But I need to get into great shape because I've got some stuff happening this summer that requires me to be in like really hunky shape. I know you guys think do you already think that I look great?
I think you're there.
Yeah, yeah. See, she's like us.
In the spirit of the honest.
Yeah.
Nature.
Yeah, yeah. You don't think I look that good? You don't really? You don't think you would know? Tell the people.
I think you could use a yoga session or two.
Oh no! I know it's true. That's true. I need.
But have you seen his hair?
Yeah, of course she has.
We've had many debates.
Yeah, she thinks she has better hair than me.
Ooh, that's close.
She thinks she has better. And there's no. Come on. First of all.
Hey, the current state of my hair is not.
Yeah, but mine's always like it's always just in a constant state of awesomeness. So that in itself is like qualifies as you have to go.
Yeah.
So one sec. I want to talk about this. This is fun to talk about because I love talking about my hair and the fact that you think yours is better than mine is that's the one thing that we argue about, right? And so it's true though. I'm not a drug guy. People, I don't know what they think I am, but I'm not a drug guy. And when we met, you couldn't believe that I didn't smoke weed. Right.
Right.
But you tried to convince me that it's a good idea.
Obviously.
And I kept saying that it's just not my thing. And then now I guess I think maybe it's worth trying out.
Right.
But not just, you know, I don't just come into
given
the shop.
Given the peer pressure.
Yeah, like, I'm an adult man. I'm not just completely letting some girl convince me to do drugs and run away with her to Mexico, whatever your damn plan is. But that was your plan, yeah.
No,
it didn't work for you either. I know, but look how that worked out. Yeah, it didn't work.
This plan's getting bigger.
So, but especially because now the van is parked here. Well, it's running well right now, so anything's possible. But I do want to smoke more weed.
Yeah.
And so, just to try it out to see what the fuss is about.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to do these things like with like my buddies on the corner before a Ticat game. It just that's the only time I ever seem to do it. And so that's I want to just do it with you, in the right environment.
Right.
Like as a shawarma. No, that's
Shaman.
What you eat. That's what you eat after you smoked all the weed. But you really convinced me that you can help me enjoy this.
Definitely.
And so
it's my calling.
Yeah, you really, and folks, she's not kidding. She really believes that this is her calling, that she can help me enjoy my life more.
Hi, mom.
Yeah. Your mom won't listen to this. Don't worry.
No, she won't.
She won't. She will not. Yeah, that's the clock that's going in there, the clock tower. But you have to go.
I really got to
go. Okay, give me a hug goodbye.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'll talk to you soon, okay? Thanks for, I will.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, I'll talk to you later, Britt.
Bye.
She's the best. Hi.
Hi.
This was, that's, it wasn't supposed to be like about guests or talking to people. I just came to park the van, and then I don't know, some stuff happened. I just want to get moving on with lots of things in my life. And you know. Say yes.
Yes.
And so, not that podcasting was one of them, but a podcast is something I should do. And it's a good way to, it's easier than trying to Instagram out something or talk. You hate all this stuff, right? But you should do more of it because with your,
I don't hate all that stuff. I just don't know how to do that stuff. That's the difference.
Right. Speak really into.
Okay, but have you been through there yet?
I know it says no access.
But that doesn't that kill you a little bit every time you look at it?
I just saw it today. I just saw it like in the last half hour. It does, but I think we might come back and start literally podcasting from here. I don't know, maybe once a week. I might do more than
figurative podcast then?
No, what is that?
I don't know.
Yeah,
you said literally.
Yeah. Oh yeah, figurative. See, you're smart. That's the thing I like about you. You're smart and talented. And what is the difference between you have good taste in wine? It's delicious.
Thank you.
But you do not have better hair than I do. You do not.
Okay.
And you hate having your picture taken, so there's no way to really prove it.
Yeah.
Can I take a picture right now and tweet it out?
Of me?
Of both of us?
No.
See, you...
Also, the hair that I have going on right now is not... It's not good competition hair.
It's still pretty good, though. I have to admit that,
though.
Thank you. Yeah. No, I'm a man enough to admit when a girl may have as good a hair as I do. But it's a constant... That's our freaking frat.
Yeah, that's our point of contention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's great.
Yeah. 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 So far, so good.
So, but you have I have great skills. What I really want to talk about is how you turn wood.
How I turn
wood? Is there an inference? Is there a sexual inference to that at all? Or does it, you never see it that way, do you? Like,
no,
I can't, I'm so immature.
No, every now and again, I say something that makes me smile a little bit because there's a little bit of an innuendo.
Yeah, but, I know, I can't stop.
It's hard to
I'm
not,
so immature yeah. though, right?
I was on Tinder for a little while and I had wood turner in my thing and that was a mistake.
You were, I don't know if I guess I know, I do know you're on Tinder.
I'm not currently on Tinder.
But I do know you were. Because we've talked about
yes.
this. You know that I went on one,
Match.com.
Yeah, Match.com date as well, too. I just talked to that girl not that long ago.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't know if I told you that.
I think you did.
Yeah, I probably did. But we're still like friends and she's great and cool and it was a hilarious date and I would never do it. I would never ever think about doing that again. I never ever did it after that. Of course, I'm going to say that.
Do you have
that,
a leaky
though,
ceiling?
Right? Yeah, it's
that's awesome.
there's like literally a bucket here. That's why they said, Rob's like, you should go to the clock tower and forget about podcasting from the van. It's raining out and it'll be noisy. Come on in and do it in the clock tower. How fun would that be? And I was like, that sounds really fun. And it's not as well, I should try, I shouldn't undersell it. It's pretty cool here.
I really like it in here, actually. You got windows, it's a nice little space. I don't know, I like it.
Yeah, like big, huge windows.
Yeah, huge.
And a big, like, look, how high would you say that ceiling is?
20 feet.
More than 20 feet.
23 feet? I don't know.
Okay, 23 feet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But it might be a good idea to get, I don't know if I have to change the name of the podcast, though.
What's the current name?
Yeah, you wouldn't know. You have no idea. You have no interest in anything about you. That's good though. You just take me for what I am in front of you.
Yeah.
I like that. And it's the only reason you like me is because you know nothing about me.
I Googled you.
I know you
do. I know a bit.
I know you do. Anyways, that's, see, I was about to go, I could derail this on and on and on. I'll bring you back on the podcast. How's that? But another time, because I don't want this to go on forever. And that wasn't the intention.
I don't want it to go on forever.
What are you talking about right now?
I'm just pretty sure I have to return.
Are we just
class.
Ending things right now?
So that, thank you very much.
Good. Can I have another sip of wine?
Yes,
you it's may. So good. It's good, eh? Or is it just that I'm,
no, it's
that
pretty
time
good.
Of the day?
It's good. Mm. It's dry, but mm-hmm. it's good. I really like Henry Appel and Bacchus Noir. If you want a wine recommendation,
I don't care. I don't want it. I'll just drink what you give me. But
okay,
if people want it, yeah, go ahead. Anything else you'd like to recommend? I recommend that they go. You wreck what?
I got nothing.
Yeah, you do. You got lots. Don't kid yourself. But I want to sell some. Oh, the wood turning thing. Yeah, that you were on Tinder.
Yes.
And that went bad for you.
It didn't. Yes.
It went bad. Don't
it
lie
went
to me.
Bad.
Don't lie to us.
Does Tinder go well for people?
I think for some
is
guys.
Is that an option?
There's a
for some guys.
Right. It goes really well for a couple buddies of mine.
Okay.
But no girls think it's a good idea?
I don't know. I don't know. I only know. Of the handful of girls I know, no, it's not been a good time.
There's sluttier girls out there than you know, though, than you acknowledge.
Yeah.
There are.
I don't acknowledge them.
I have twice. That's
they
it.
Don't acknowledge me either, so it's fine.
I know, that's good. But it's that's an interesting subject, because I'm going to write that down. I want to talk about online dating, and I should bring on the girl that I had an online date with once.
Yeah.
If she'll come, is that a good idea? That's cool, right?
Sure.
Yeah, it's fine. It's like ancient history, and it'll be, but she's still in my life now.
Same girl, right? That's the one
girl. Yeah, there's just the one. Yeah, it's just the one.
Just
and
the one.
And, but she's awesome as well, and we've more recently actually got in touch more so, and so I bet you she would come on and talk about it, which would be fun, right?
Yeah, why not?
Because then I could really say something about what I think about online dating. We know what you think. You think it was a horrible experience. Will you talk more about it if I make it a subject of one of the podcasts?
Yeah,
let's not talk about it now.
No, yeah, I would
let's
talk
save
about it. I would love to talk about online dating.
Okay, let's save it.
Okay, put it.
Let's just talk. Let's just actually let's not talk about anything. Let's say goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.
And then save all of the things that I want to talk to you about for another time.
Okay.
So Cassandra will be back on the podcast in the future.
Yes.
And let me wrap up. You don't have to leave. I guess I can just say goodbye now. Can I just say goodbye now, and then we just use it, yeah. goodbye with me?
Yeah.
And then want me to show you how much bench press I can do?
Yes. So you called me the other day to tell me you were a sissy, and you left me quite a long voicemail about it.
I did.
Yes.
What was I doing that was so sissy-like?
You were trying to convince me to come teach you how to make something, but you literally said that you were a sissy. I didn't say that.
Yeah, but I must have done. I'm kind of trying to remember the context. Why would I say that? Because that's not something like cool to say. That's not impressing you in any way. I wonder why I said that. I must have done something that made me feel sissy-like, and I just wanted to tell you. Yeah.
I don't remember. I don't know.
You're still talking to me, so it couldn't have bummed you out that bad.
I wasn't at all bummed out.
I know. You like the sensitive side of...
I listened to a five-minute voicemail, and then I went, what the fuck was that about?
Hardly 5 minutes. Your voicemail doesn't last that long. I know when it cuts off.
3 minutes or something.
Yeah. Trust me, I'm always getting cut off. Oh, man.
We said goodbye like 5 minutes
ago. I know. I should say goodbye. Yeah. Do you think it's a good idea that I let Britt become my weed... what was it? Weed...
Shaman.
Weed coach, yeah. And then she called it a shaman. I was just calling her my weed coach.
Yeah.
Because she says she can teach me how to just enjoy it better, more. You think I should let her do that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're overthinking the whole thing.
I know.
Yeah.
All right.
In a big, huge way, but...
Okay, so...
I'd like to be privy to this. I'd like to be a part of this experience.
Okay, we will.
I don't live up here like this.
It's very cool, right? Apartment. So maybe sometimes I'm in the van, sometimes I'm not. Yeah. Sometimes I got to go pick up a guest. Sometimes I go do something. Sometimes I go on the street. And then sometimes I just hang here.
I like it.
The van will always be parked here.
Yeah.
And Rob seems like a great dude.
Is it the van?
The van, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean? A van? The van?
The van from your show.
Yeah, it's the van, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, the van. I like having you here.
No, I like being here.
I didn't expect this. This is kind of spontaneous, and I'm enjoying this. Talking to you on a microphone.
You asked me to come here like 10 times. It's not spontaneous.
I know. Well, it was, but it was spontaneous an hour ago.
I just found a clock tower. Did talk about it.
Okay, so I'll be back. Let me. I'm just going to wrap up, okay?
Again.
Go ahead. I don't know what this was. It was just a fun idea that turned into what it is. And it's my very first kind of official podcast of 2017.
Yeah, it was a drop in a bucket.
Ah! There's a lot of them dropping there. Yeah. Should I do this again?
Yes.
From right here in the clock tower?
I want to do this again.
All right, you can.
In the clock tower.
Okay, you're welcome to do this.
Okay, cool. I like it.
No, and I like having you here. Okay, on that note... if anybody else thinks they have better hair than we do...
go fuck yourselves.
Yeah. And that's the conclusion of this week's podcast. And so thanks for listening. And it was the first time I did this in 2017. And if you want to be a sponsor, I don't have an official sponsor, which anyways, that's why I've been podcasting. I should have explained to people why I stopped podcasting. But yeah. Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening. Say goodbye, Cassandra.
Bye.
And... she turns wood like a pro, and I am podcasting again. 'Kay, just getting back at the van here again. Wow, turn this microphone on. Okay, yeah, and that's what that was. And time to get moving again. Thanks for listening and downloading and sharing. Well, I'm not really going out on the road just now, just parking over somewhere down here. And thanks to all the fun people who stopped in to say hi from the cotton factory. That was great. That was a lot of fun. Next week, I will be podcasting again and maybe even have a guest. Hint, it might be Rick Mercer.